The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
And now, episode 259, The Nutshell Game.
Mercury, we are taxiing to parking. It looks like the shuttle we've been following is getting ready to depart.
We copy. Once they're airborne, we will follow. Over.
Have Georgia track the vehicle. We're currently out of position to follow it. Over.
Georgia is tracking. You can access the Robo 4 via your onboard computer. We can track for a short time, but once in pursuit, we may lose signal. Over.
Understood. Shuttle one out.
Well, I think there's a good chance of it being her in that vehicle.
I tend to agree with you. I can't see him dropping off a crew member and then leaving. But a passenger? Now, that's a different story.
Georgia, is there a car rental service at this port?
There is. Would you like for me to arrange a rental?
Yes, please.
I will make arrangements.
There goes their ship. Let's hope she's not on it.
She's either here, on that ship, or headed for the Prometheus. It's one of three possibilities.
Sounds like that shell game with the three shells and that one ball.
Well, let's hope that we're on the ball, then.
Yeah, I see what you did there.
This is our parking spot. Shutting down.
Shuttle one, we see the craft now. We will begin to follow. Over.
We copy. We're awaiting a rental car so we can pursue the vehicle seen leaving. Over.
Very good. We will continue to monitor this frequency. Mercury out.
Gabby. Your vehicle is parked at parking spot Alpha 10. I have sent a code to your PDA, which will unlock the door. The key is already in the ignition. I am continuing to monitor the other vehicle, but we will soon be out of range.
Thank you, Georgia. Just send the last location and direction to us before we lose contact.
I will upload the data to your rental's GPS. Happy hunting.
Thanks.
Well, that Robo 4 comes in pretty bloody handy.
Maybe Georgia could get us dinner reservations.
Agent Slane, I believe your mission takes precedence over a meal.
I forgot she's listening.
We need to get to that vehicle before Georgia gets out of range. Let's move out.
Hey, how's it going with your social media search?
These five friends he's listed.
Yeah?
Yeah? Well, each one has a listing of over 600 friends each. One has over 1,000.
So there's a good chance he just selected these five as a cover.
You know, I find this very interesting. You people have these pretend friends you don't even know. I don't get it.
A lot of people don't get it. Some people want to have a big number just so they can boast, but like the study says, only 45 of them could actually be called friends.
So to appear normal, this guy has a fake page. What about these professional networking sites?
He's on the most popular one. He's got a name and history of working, and it's all from the same company. There are a few connections from his company, but mostly validating his work ethic and things like that.
I had Nelson run priors on him and a DMV check. Everything's clean. I also got a copy of his vetting for the government job.
Let me guess. As clean as a thistle.
That's whistle, Sam. Clean as a whistle.
Oh, well, that doesn't make any sense either.
But you're right. There's nothing suspicious in any of the background checks.
So what's next?
We need to thoroughly check out this company that he works for.
Why would we do that? If he's doing something his wife suspects, what would the company have to do with it?
We're looking for things like, do they require a lot of overtime? Are there a lot of trips that have to be made? Is there anything that would take him away for long periods of time or on a moment's notice?
Why don't you put one of those low-jack devices on his car? You know, a GPS tracker.
Well, from a legal standpoint, that's a bit of a slippery slope. If we get to that point, we can simply tail him.
Man, things are so much easier on Hanga.
Well, unfortunately, we're not on Hanga. We're gonna have to do it the hard way.
Jim Barnes.
Hello, Hello, Mr. Barnes. Janet McMillan, how are you?
Oh, hi. I'm doing well. Do you have something new for me?
Well, John said he got called back into work and doesn't know when he'll be back. I'm really concerned. I wanted to follow him, but I think he'd notice our car. Would you consider it?
Well, I noticed that his company's not too far from here. How about you send me the car's make and model and license plate number, and I'll go over to his workplace, see if he's there.
I would appreciate that very much.
Hey, look, while I have you on the phone, we noticed that John doesn't have much of an internet presence. We thought that was kind of odd that he doesn't even list you as a friend on social media.
Yeah, he opened one up, but never really looks at it. I'm not on there because he says it's ridiculous to have me on there when he sees me every night.
Yeah, I think it's odd to see friends for 3 years when they've been married for 10. Are you familiar with any of the people he has listed as friends on his page?
Not really. He just said they were friend requests from when he first started his page, but then he stopped using it. Why? Do you suspect something?
Well, that's routine procedure when checking someone out. You look for friends or people that might know your subject or all to establish a personality profile. I thought maybe one of them could shed some light on his routines or his habits.
They're not going to be able to tell you anything. I doubt if they even know him.
Okay, go ahead and text me the information. I'll take a ride out to his workplace and check it out.
I will, and thank you.
Not a problem.
Explain something to me, James.
Yeah?
How could you have a friend, let alone over 1,000, and never speak to them or know them?
That's why it's called social media. It's a place where people can remain anonymous and pretend to be your friend.
Well, that sounds like high school all over again. So, do you need someone to go with you?
I need you to stay on the research. Sam, let's take a ride. I just got the info from Janet.
Excellent. Could we?
Yes, Sam. We can hit a drive-thru on the way.
Excellent. I think I'm really going to like this job.
Mercury to Gabby, have you secured a vehicle yet?
We just got it. We're pulling out of the spaceport now. We're headed in the direction Georgia last gave us.
Very well. We will soon lose sight of the suspect vehicle. Georgia will keep you updated until then.
Copy that.
Mercury out.
I will advise when the vehicle is out of range.
I think we need to bring Jomak and Liam up to date.
Georgia, set up a teleconference with Captain Jomak on the Prometheus.
He needs to know that they should be on high alert. I wouldn't put it past Ursula to backtrack for the Prometheus.
I'm sure they are ready for that.
Communication established. Monitor one.
G'day, Mercury. Greetings from the Prometheus.
How are things going there?
Well, Liam and I have been going through the ship's systems and everything looks good.
All systems are green.
We did encounter an issue with one of the deflector shields, but it's not critical.
Hopefully you won't be in a position where you'll have to use them.
We're not really worried about that. What concerns us is that we still don't know exactly where Ursula is, so you need to keep vigilant.
Oh, no problem there. I've every security camera on the ship trained to areas where I think she could access.
And thanks to a well-stocked armory, I got enough firepower to stop a small army.
Okay, that's the last entry. Software, do your thing.
Ah, sounds like you're running the program.
Yes, we just keyed in the information for our last subject.
It shouldn't take too long. It will run the information through our military data system, and then through our IDF database.
I heard there was a fire in Baltimore, right next to one of Kate's old cases.
Yes, we suspect that it was arson and may have raged highs.
What makes you think that?
Well, Nelson informed me that the burn pattern suggested that a highly sophisticated device was used to start the fire.
So that, plus the proximity of an old rage crime site, is leading you to believe that this is a rage job?
Without a doubt.
If we can track down any more involved in the Pentagon, we'll be putting a big hurt on their military infiltration.
And if we do find that our initial suspect is involved, then we better take a good look at the other services. I'm sure they didn't restrict their operation to just the army.
You're absolutely right, Mr. Thornton. I'm almost afraid of what we might find. I have some of our Virginia agents looking into that as we speak.
We've got results.
Well, that's almost good news.
Let's see. No matches, but one.
It's the one you singled out, Pappy. Major B.J. Meredith.
I have little on this guy. Can you give me that background check on him?
We're still working on it. I'll get it to you as soon as possible.
Good. We need to find this guy and remove him from the loop.
You know that as soon as we remove him, Rage will plug someone else in.
And we'll find them. Sooner or later, they'll run out of operatives, or they'll start scraping the bottom of the barrel.
Which will make them a lot easier to catch.
This is Pierman.
Hey, Mr. Pierman, Jim here. I'm sending you some information on a case I'm working. I don't have enough to get records on my subject or the company he works for. I'm hoping you can help me out.
I have your text, and I can certainly provide the information that you need. Mr. Thornton and Scarlett are here. We just finished running cross-checks on the Pentagon suspects. Only one is left standing.
Well, that's always good. Say, Hernandez from the SIS contacted me, said there's been an incident next to Florida's. How's that coming along?
It looks rage-related. I believe Kate is on site to assist.
Well, that figures. She's supposed to be flying a desk right now.
Hold on a second, Jim. I'm about to send Mr. Thornton and Scarlett back to D.C.
Give James our regards.
Portal opening. Remember to wait for the green exit light before egressing. Plus, hold on to the bar. Okay, Jim. Thornton and Scarlett send their regards.
Well, that's thoughtful of them.
Now, as for Kate. Yes, she's supposed to be on light duty. As far as I know, she's just consulting with Agent Nelson.
Right. Consulting. As in getting in there and getting her hands dirty. That's the most hard-headed woman I know. No, wait. That's the most hard-headed human I know. She just can't sit still for 5 minutes.
I agree. Time and time again, she has proven to be one of the best field agents I know. I don't see any harm in letting her consult with her old unit.
Well, as long as she's just consulting. Listen, she was my partner for quite a few years. I know her. She can't help but get into the middle of something. Even if it's a catfight.
I've been running the information you requested, and I have a few things for you. Do you want me to email them?
So you still have a fax machine, right?
And a landline. Yes, I'm sending now.
Great. I certainly appreciate this. If I had to go through our legal system, I'd be a week getting this stuff.
Not a problem. Listen, do me a favor. Talk with Kate and make sure that she understands her position.
Right. That'd be like herding cats.
Then you need to herd some cats. Kate is a valuable asset to the IDF, and we need to protect her from herself.
Aside from being an asset, she's a friend. If you expect me to have any control over her, bring on the cats.
I don't know how much longer I can take this cage. I'm used to putting people in one.
Relax, God. Our time of freedom will come.
He is right. Ursula is very cunning. She will find a way to get us out of here. You must be patient. Our time of freedom will come. And when it does, I know a certain ship and crew that will suffer the consequences of their actions.
Music to my ears.
I don't suppose you and Ursula had worked out a plan in case something like this happened.
No, we didn't. I did not foresee them finding us at the hidden facility.
Interesting. It seems like she gave you up.
How can you say that?
She leaves and the IDF shows up. She must have leaked your location to someone.
My God is right. She was the only one who knew where you and the doctor were.
She went to find a surgical team for the operation. Medical people are familiar with that facility. Someone must have said something to the wrong person.
Like an IDF bounty hunter?
You'd better learn to silence that tongue of yours if you want to keep it.
Someone's coming.
Hello, Mo, Larry, and Curly. Time for chow.
Who?
She's obviously referring to people to hurl an insult. Was that an insult, Captain Tab?
Maybe to them it was. Now please step to the back of the cell.
Maybe I don't want to.
Then maybe you don't eat.
Then maybe that's not a bad idea.
God, comply. We need to keep our strength up for our escape.
Only if you insist, Minister Hanukkah.
You three aren't backing down on this fantasy escape story, are you?
It's only a fantasy until it happens. Then it becomes real.
Yes, and I hope you're ready for a lesson in reality.
Here, do me a favor. Shove this food in your mouths and keep them occupied.
So, Captain Tam, have you captured Ursula yet? I don't see her in here with us.
She landed at a spaceport not far from where we tracked her. It's only a matter of time before Gabby and her crew apprehends her.
Gabby, I have a score to settle with her.
Why? Because she moved you from the base section to the altos?
I don't know what that means, but let's just say I plan to repay her in kind.
As a biologist, I can tell you that's going to be pretty hard to do.
So why are you still flying? Could it be you're not sure she got off the ship?
Meaning, you have no idea where she is.
We have all of our bases covered.
Which bases are you referring to?
It just means that we have every option she could take covered. Whatever move she makes, we've got someone waiting for her. Now enjoy your lunch.
Enjoy? Oh, you're being sarcastic, aren't you?
Our target set a course for the next spaceport. It's about 30 standard minutes out at this speed.
Continue your current course and speed.
If I'm correct, there's only one other spaceport after this one.
That's correct. Beyond that, the planet's pretty much uninhabited.
I don't think that Ursula will waste much time traveling. I still think her primary goal is to get the Prometheus and a crew, then launch some sort of rescue mission.
Even if she had the Prometheus, she'd be no match for the Mercury. We're faster and more maneuverable. If she plans on rescuing our guests, I would think it would be while we were on land.
If that's the case, then that's what she'll do. She's not stupid. She gave all of us the slip by hiding in a rubbish bin. If she was willing to do that, I wouldn't put anything past her.
Personally, I can't see any scenario we don't have covered. We are following the ship. We have a crew following a car we believe Ursula is in. And we have two people aboard Prometheus. What else could she do?
If she was smart, she'd find the first ride out of here and forget those three.
Speaking of those three, Captain Tam, how are our prisoners?
The same as I saw last time. Complaining about the accommodations and food and waiting rescue from Ursula.
I think they're complaining just to complain. My food pantry's well stocked.
If this were a 5-star hotel, they would complain. The food here is superior to what raid ships serve. Believe me, I ate enough of that slop to know.
So are they still talking about a rescue mission?
Oh yeah, and how we're all going to pay for what we've done to them.
Oh, I'm so scared.
Believe it or not, in spite of all their bravado, I imagine they're scared too.
You wouldn't know it by talking to them.
Regardless of how serious a threat we think this is, we have to be prepared for the worst.
Georgia, are you still able to track the suspect vehicle?
I estimate that I will lose signal in approximately 15 standard minutes.
Have you notified our ground team?
I am in constant contact with them. I am quite capable of multitasking, Captain.
Really?
Yes. And Captain, your shoelaces are untied.
What? Wait, no they're not.
You see, I can do all of these tasks you ask. And still have a sense of humor.
One thing that keeps bothering me about this fire.
Just one?
If you're going to torch a building, I would expect more damage. This fire was well contained. I'm betting we won't find any trace of an accelerant.
So you think this fire was targeting a specific area?
An area or a thing? Like we said earlier, why set it off in the office? I don't see any safe, so we can probably rule out robbery.
Okay. In the office, no safe, no computer nearby. Right in the middle of the room. It's almost like someone left a calling card.
Or an invitation. Nelson, I have a bad feeling. Let's step outside. There's nothing more here for us to see.
What are you thinking, Kate?
Someone sets off a bomb. One powerful enough to blow out the windows and do extensive damage, but the majority of the damage is blast damage. The explosion's rigged to go mostly straight up and out.
To what purpose, though?
Why does anyone do something for show? What drives every arsonist?
Attention. Maybe revenge, or they hang around to see the carnage they created.
Is the canine still on site?
I can get him here soon enough. Hold on. Unit 9, this is SIS on site.
Yeah, go for Lana.
We're at the bombing site from this morning. We're going to need your assistance. What's your 20?
I could be there in a couple.
10-4.
I think we need to make sure that everyone's away from the scene.
I don't think that's a problem. Both businesses on either side are closed and there's a detour in place. What are you thinking? This isn't over?
Maybe. This first explosion could have been an invitation for law enforcement to check things out.
I think this is what command was concerned about.
Just what do you mean by that, Vivian?
I'm just saying, we covered the area, took the samples back to the lab. The site has been cleared.
So what does this have to do with command?
You were in a devastating explosion. No one knew how you'd react when you got back into the field. That's why you're still supposed to be on convalescent leave pushing a pencil.
Why do you keep telling me along with everyone else that I was in a bad accident? Don't you think that of all people, I'd know that?
Because you're still acting as if nothing ever happened. You need to pace yourself. Hold on. Here comes a canine unit. Do another sweep of the area. We want to make sure there isn't any secondary device.
10-4.
I know you think I'm probably crazy, but I would feel much better by doing a second sweep.
I'm going to go in there with him. Do me a big favor and stay here. It shouldn't take long.
All right. All right. Kate Hawk.
Kate, Director Holliday. Am I to understand you are in the field?
If you call a street in Baltimore the field, I guess I am. Surely, I'm allowed to visit some of my former colleagues.
I have no problem with you visiting, but are you getting involved in an active case?
Just what do you mean by involved?
I mean, are you at a crime scene, working evidence, and being part of an investigation?
I'm close to where there was a fire. I have seen some of the evidence, but I'm not officially part of the investigation.
Officially, huh? Sounds to me like you're being evasive. Listen, I know you think this is nitpicking, but you are supposed to be taking it easy and doing more desk work.
If I take it any more easy, I'll be asleep. I'm sorry, but just sitting at a desk will do me no good. In fact, it's the worst thing you can do to me.
We don't know how field work is going to affect you. You know you were...
Stop right there. If one more person tells me I sustained a traumatic injury, I may scream.
Look, we're just concerned about you.
I appreciate that. But I'm on a closed street across from a fire that's been put out, so relax.
Get down! Get down! Take cover! It's a bomb!
Kate! Kate! What happened? Are you all right? Kate!
Has Kate suffered yet another deadly blast? And what happened to Nelson? Will Barnes found out anything new on his suspect McMillan? And what will Thornton learn about the Pentagon Mole? Find out in the next episode of the Hawk Chronicles, The Deadly Trap.